a recording by Grinning Pup.
Oh yeah. That was an awesome story, Sam. I just you know, it's just a little cliche, in my opinion. Here. I have a story. It's one that my brother used to tell me when he'd come camping out here. Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, I have a brother. Or at least I had a brother. The story I'm about to tell you is real. It's as old as these woods and is the reason why I'm a single child now. There's a legend, an urban myth, if you will, that in these woods, there walks at night a thing us locals call an Invidiac. Hikers and campers alike have seen the Invidiac, and all of them say the same thing. He walks like a man, talks like a man, and acts like a man. Like it's pretending to be one of us. The only thing is that it doesn't seem to understand that humans don't dress in pinstripe suits out in the middle of the woods or have eyes that glint in the night. My brother's story starts much like what we're doing right now. A group of friends sat around the campfire telling scary stories. They're laughing and joking until they hear the sound of branches crunching, leaves swaying, something coming right towards them. They freak out. They think it's a bear or something, but out of the brush steps a man. Only this man isn't like a normal hiker. He's dressed as smartly as any CEO in New York State. He's handsome and well-kept, but something isn't right. The group, they laugh. They shout at the man for scaring them, but he doesn't respond. He just stands there. His eyes are fixed on the smallest person in the group, this guy called Peter. When they can see he's not responding, the big men of the group get all guerrilla territorial, start making threats, pounding their chests and shit, but he's completely unfazed. One of them throws something, a bottle, and he doesn't flinch. But he does take a step back into the shadow. And as he does, the group sees that his pale white eyes, two pinpricks of light, are still there, glinting in the moonlight, flickering a golden yellow with the light of the fire. One of them shines a torch, and sure enough, the eyes and the man are gone. The group, clearly unsettled, one of the girls makes the case that they should all get in the car and get the fuck out of there, but it's dark and they're miles away from the car, and that guy, that thing, was still out there. No. It was safer to stay. Everyone buddied up. The girls with the boys, leaving Pete completely on his own. The group went to sleep that night, all safe and cozy, bodies against bodies. I mean, I think even one of the girls got pregnant from it, I shit you not. But in the morning, in the cold night of day, they found Peter's tent empty and him nowhere to be found. They spent all fucking day shouting his name. Some of them even went back to get help, but they didn't find anything. The only thing they happened across was a shirt that could have belonged to Peter, covered in blood. Where this story gets interesting, my brother, the dead one, he was out with his buds, just like we are. And the same thing happened. They're talking, laughing, and out of the dark emerges this guy, only it's Peter, the guy who went missing. My brother recognized him from the newspapers and word had spread pretty quickly. He fixes my brother with a stare. That same intense stare from before. And then he was gone. And in the morning, so was my brother. Never to be seen again. It seems like history was doomed to repeat itself, and who knows? We might see my brother, the Invidiac, or whichever other victim he's claimed since then. Oh, that. It was nothing. It's, guys, it's just a story. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. It's a fucking squirrel, guys. Will you calm the fuck down? See? Look on your faces. Absolutely priceless. It's a good story though, right? Great one to really put the willies up you. And speaking of willies being up things. What? Can't I express my desires when we're out in the middle of nature? Come on. I want to go to bed with my camping buddy. I want to make sure no one takes him but me. Gentlemen, good night. Come on, babe. Hey. You can't sleep, can you? Did my story scare you? Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I didn't mean to. It's just a stupid story. My brother really did die, but it was from something stupid like falling off a cliff. There are no monsters in these woods. And yes, I really did have a brother. He was my twin, in fact. Looked just like me. It's okay. I'm here. There are no monsters in these woods. Except my big monster dick. Speaking of, I love being all cozy with you like this. Why don't we get a little primal? Oh, I want to fuck you so badly. Come on, babe. No one's going to care. Here. Close your eyes and just let me show you how good it can feel getting back to nature. Is that better? Oh, baby. Oh, you taste so good. to go, huh? Huh? Yeah. Oh, come here, babe. Yeah, keep those eyes closed. That's it. Just surrender to the night, to the woods. Oh, look. Seems like even the monsters aren't enough to keep you from getting hard, huh? Uh-huh. I think you like a little fair play. Yeah, you like that, babe? Hmm? Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you like my big mouth on you, huh? Oh. I can't help it. Oh, you're just so... small. Not this, though. Yeah. You've got quite the big dick for a small man. I know, I keep saying it, but... it's true. Keep those eyes closed. That's it. Big hands on you, huh? Yeah, working that shaft. Oh, you're so small, baby. Feel good? Spread your legs. Yeah, you know what it is. I'm gonna fuck you missionary style. I mean, just because I'll end up taking the tent with me if I stand up. Keep your eyes closed. That's it, baby. Just focus on my cock. Playing with your hole. Right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love the way it feels against that tight pucker. Oh, that tight little ring. Oh, baby. Oh, you think you're gonna take it? Oh, yeah, wrap your legs around me, that's it. Oh, I love sliding my dick up and down. Oh, just breathe, baby, just breathe. Just breathe. Just breathe. Stay quiet. Keep your eyes closed. And take me. Oh. Oh, baby, it's going in. Oh, it's going in. Oh, you're so fucking small. Oh, God, I love you so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's nearly there, baby. Oh, it's nearly there. Going inside. Oh.
keep your mouth shut. Keep those eyes closed. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're taking it. What's the matter, babe? I told you to keep your fucking eyes shut. No screaming. It's far too late for that. Human speech is so fucking ugly. How do you bear to listen to each other? But, we don't need to talk, do we, sweetie? You're always so quiet. It's why I've let you live for so long. So, be a good boy. And don't scream. Take every last inch that I have to give. Oh, you fucking love it. All of your friends out there probably think you're having the time of your fucking life, and here you are, begging for it. I'm gonna fill you up, and then I'm gonna drag you out into the cold and take you where you belong. Oh, you'll see. You'll see. They always do. They always fucking do. Oh, baby, there's no need to cry. I'm here for you. Oh, your tears taste so fucking good. Clench that hole down. That's it. You know what I like. Squeeze down on it. There. Yeah.
was good. Oh, is it good for you too? It's okay, lady. I'm not going anywhere. You're going to be mine. Forever.